Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Fresh like the first day of school on the weekend. I put this shit on today for no reason. Got something to smile about. I fixed up my teeth straight from the lock. Cut up, I'm getting geeked up. 1,000 horsepower, my car gotta keep up. Act like I'm slow at the time, but I peep stuff. What kind of guy let a bitch keep the beef up? I let them live for a while, now the lease up. Nailing the hop. That's enough of that. Years ago, I hung around with people that had the capacity for hate. And it seemed totally normal. Everyone hates someone, right? It doesn't have to be that way. It just seems normal because everyone else does it. But just because everyone else does something doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. Who do we hate? We hate our work colleagues, don't we? We hate our family, our husbands, wives, nearest and dearest. And when you do this, ask yourself two questions. Firstly, does hating someone make you feel better? Of course not. There's no positive. No positive out of hating someone. I mean, obviously, if someone you hate has bad news or or dies, that's the time to celebrate. Of course it is. The champagne is on ice for that very moment. But hating people per se is a negative thing for you. It can't make you feel good. But the key thing to stop hating them is the reason you hate them is almost certainly not their fault. We're all a product of our upbringing, even the cunts. And the cunts don't want to be cunts. No one would choose to be a cunt. It's not a great thing to be. They're like that because of their parents, their genetics, or those around them. So don't hate, never hate, just pity. Just pity. And don't hate politicians. Or celebrities, they're just doing their job. You don't know them. Don't hate people you don't know. There might be a reason why they're like the way they are. A lot of hatred in my business. Stand-up comedy. A business that ironically, behind closed doors, there's the least laughter of any business I know. Some real cunts. And sometimes comedians are hated for the choices they make. They, inverted commas, you know, sell out. They become reactionary figures online. And people hate them because they don't share their opinions. Well, before you hate someone, ask yourself two questions. Why are they doing the thing they're doing? As I say, either it's upbringing or they're doing it for money. They might have a family and need money. You're hating someone for not who they are, but who they are pretending to be for money most of the time. That's not a reason to hate anyone. And the main reason you shouldn't hate them have you been offered the same opportunity and turned it down? Because if you haven't, shut the fuck up. It's easy to say you wouldn't do something if you're never going to be fucking offered it. Shut the fuck up. And know that you aren't perfect either. You have opinions that others disagree with. And I hate to break it to you, but some people hate you as well. You can't stop it. It's the way of the world. Just the way of the world. Tell you what, here's something you can control. Never, ever hate. And that way, you'll never hate yourself. Lots of love.